The post-match interview.
I reckon we have our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day ready to go. I don't think he cares two hoots. Does our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Tate Porter, about previous history, but he knows he's into a second semi-final in his first year with the Leopold Lions, and he's next to our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Tate, that was an incredible match. We've obviously all been speaking about it post that officially final siren. But yourself, you're in the mid there. You had a big job coming into the game on Benson. How did you prepare for this match, with such a star-studded midfield for St Mary's?
He's obviously a great player, but we got some big names in there too. So just working together and believing that we can get over the line in such a tough match, yeah.
And in that third quarter when Leopold really started to make their move, I thought that's when you really stepped it up a notch and, you were right in and under and getting first use for Leopold and feeding the ball to the outside. So you were influential in that change. Was there a word at halftime amongst your mid-group to change things up or to do something differently just to get that momentum going your way?
Yeah, there was a heap of stoppages, so we just knew that we had to bring the contest. And we were sort of lagging off a bit. We needed to be first to the ball. So, yeah, that was good for me, just trying to get in the contest and dish it out. But yeah, credit to the boys for finishing it off.
Tate, really appreciate your time on K-Rock Football. It's something we've never been through, and I suspect in your footy career down in the Western District you've never been through. What's it like out there when you look at the scoreboard at the end of four quarters and go, we've got to go again?
Yeah, a bit of uncertainty. I've never played in a draw before, so it was good to experience, but I don't think I'd want to do it again. Hopefully just get the 4 points and not worry about it.
So go on.
Yeah, that's it.
And stunningly, nobody scored in those periods of extra time as well. Like, nobody could find a way just to, the ball just didn't sit for either team, and we wondered whether we'd ever see a score again, to be honest. But in the end, I suppose all well that ends well. And you're into second semi-final. You'll have two cracks at playing in a grand final. And I suspect when you joined Leopold coming off a flag last year, it's something that you wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, I knew they were a great team, and obviously with my mates here, it's been a great club, very welcoming, and I couldn't be happier with where I'm at.
Kirsch?
Oh, yes. Mates, obviously you started the extra time on the bench. Was that a tactical plan so that you could see that last bit of the bit of the extra time, or was this just the way your rotation was?
Just the rotation, I think, yeah. And then, Maxi was a bit sore, so he'd come off and I going down forward, which was nice for a bit.
What do you do to recover from this game? Obviously, this is an extraordinary extra amount of effort that has to go into the extra time and the golden point. But what do you do personally to recover from this?
Yeah, won't be doing much tonight. Probably just put feet up, watch a movie or something, and then, head to the beach tomorrow, make sure I'm still moving and keeping active.
Well, you've got the most important questions ever coming up now.
Now, Tate, these are the most important questions. Now,
Tate Porter, you got to say.
Tate Porter. Did you know that, Tate? We can't call you Porter when we commentate. We need to say Tate Porter, because it's like Eddie Betts. It's Tate Porter. Now, he's really enamoured with that too. Tate, are you... Leopold Sporties, you know where that is, obviously. You've been there five or six times.
Yep.
You know where that is. Are you swinging hands with somebody? Do you have a nice partner or something? What's happening with you?
Yes. Got a partner.
All right, got a partner. So you'd probably take her to the Leopold Sporties. But if you're going to take a good bloke from the Leopold Football Club to the Sporties to spend the $100, who would you take? Just one. Just pick a good bloke. And don't pick Marcus because he owns the joint.
He's not allowed to go anymore.
I'll probably take Fields, I reckon.
Tommy Feely. Yeah, we like Touchy. That's good.
He's good, man.
All right, now, you know that the Jet Matthews medal has been struck this year for the Reptile of the Year, and you cannot pick Jet, unfortunately, because we know last year he was nominated 8 times by your teammates as the Leopold Sporties Reptile of the Year. We need somebody else from the club who you would not take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed.
Don't say Jet. I would have went Jet, but...
Yeah, of course you would have.
I might go Burjo.
Hello, Burgess.
Is that a new nomination?
If you shout him, I don't think you'd get one back.
Really? So, yeah. Is he tight?
Yeah, we'll say that.
No good, Tate. No good at all. That's a good one. I like it.
I just reckon Jess Lothian's lucky he's not playing anymore.
He was just talking to us a little bit earlier. Tate, welcome to the GFNL. I know we haven't spoken to you yet, but you've had a cracking first season, played all bar one game in the home and away season, kicked 11 goals, and now you find yourself playing in a second semi-final, two cracks at a grand final, and a massive clash with Joeys next week. They got you in a narrow one back earlier in the season, like Samaria's got you, and hopefully, like you did today, you can reverse the result, be headed for a grand final. Thanks for joining us on carrickfootball.live. Well done.
No worries. Thanks heaps for that.
Tate Porter joining us here on carrickfootball.live.
The post-match interview.